Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Cuban Affair, a novel by Nelson DeMille, read by Scott Brick, with an interview featuring Nelson DeMille and Scott Brick.
To the memory of Bob Dillingham, my big-hearted father-in-law. And to the memory of Pat Dillingham, my free-spirited sister-in-law. Part 1. Chapter 1. I was standing at the bar in the Green Parrot, waiting for a guy named Carlos from Miami who'd called my cell a few days ago and said he might have a job for me. Carlos did not give me his last name, but he had ID'd himself as a Cuban-American. I don't know why I needed to know that, but I told him I was Scotch-Irish-English-American, in case he was wondering. My name is Daniel Graham McCormick, Mac for short, age 35, and I've been described as tall, tan, and ruggedly handsome. This comes from the gay clientele in the Parrot, but I'll take it. I live here on the island of Key West, and I am the owner and skipper of a 42-foot deep-sea fishing charter boat called the Maine, named for my home state, not for the American battleship that blew up in Havana Harbor, though some people think that. I usually book my charters by phone, and most of my customers are repeats or referrals, or they checked out my website. The party just shows up 15 minutes before.